push to build more female toilets, which he's building online. There is a push from the National Construction Code. Well, the push is on them to build more female bathrooms in Australia in a 2-to-1 ratio of female to male toilets.
I'm very passionate about this.
Yeah. Apparently, 34 women are 34 times higher, more likely to jump the queue to use the bathroom than men are. And that is because 80% of people with incontinence are women.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know, people with uteruses are typically the ones that push everything out when they have babies.
There was
a much easier way to say that, and I really stressed myself out.
As the woman
out
in the room, you're not representing
I'm so
the
sorry.
Group well. Getting real angry about it. And the woman, and then I'm with you.
Women have to use toilets for a lot of things, and men just whip it out.
You're right.
They can go anywhere. Yeah.
No, that's true.
Handsome Alex, we get to walk into a room, and there's a wall made of metal that we can pee on.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, but it is a convenience that we do have.
Are you shy? You're not shy?
I'm a cubicle peer. Yeah.
Really? No, I get it. I'll pee anywhere. I don't mind.
No, and then if someone starts talking to me when I'm, like, if I am at the urinal, and someone starts talking to me, I want to die. It's the worst.
Why would they talk to you?
No,
people do.
Especially at work. I actually think conversations in bathrooms should be banned.
I agree. It's awful.
That's a bit drastic.
Let's be silent. No, it's not.
I've got in so many times, and then a woman from sales is like, so how are you? And I'm like, not
totally.
The time. I'm weeing.
Yeah, not the time, place. Janet. Not the time. And I'm not good. I'm not good. All right, well, thanks for listening. Good night to you. We're back on air. I hope you missed us. How is the fill-in guy? Good night to Alex, who filled in for us.
He was great.
Yeah, not as handsome Alex.
No.
No.
Just Alex.
The other Alex. Yep. But he did confirm today he can do more pull-ups than me, so.
He said,
are you guys doing more physical competitions in the office? This is not the first time this has happened.
No, it's not. And he's beating me on all fronts. So.
Yeah, all the men in the office during the day do push-up competitions.
For vibrators.
Yeah. As prizes?
I got a cologne.
Wait, is that the prize that we gave away on our show that was left over?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you didn't win?
No, but Loran did. So he's...
Well, he's now handsome Alex and you were just Alex.
Outrageous. No.
He's muscle Alex.
Okay. Well, we'll never hear from him again. So he's irrelevant, to be honest. See you all tomorrow night. Good night, team.
When you pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Want more, Mitch?
Ooh, yeah.
Just search The Night Show on the iHeartRadio app or your socials. Stay sexy, Australia.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only KISS can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby, and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just like this.
All your must-have music tickets are on KISS.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of all your must-have music tickets.
KISS 101.1.
Listen to The Night Show on demand. Search The Night Show podcast on iHeart.
We're free. Never sounded so good.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
To grow your business, you need to be on the ball, on track, and on point when it comes to finance. To grow your business, you need On Deck, just like Edward from Hobart.
In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The On Deck experience for me was quick and easy.
Get on the ball with On Deck. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana. This is not that sweaty stuff you get in a bag. Oh, no. El Jana's charcoal chicken is cooked over a charcoal flame. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and marinated like it's got a secret to tell you. Best served with their famous garlic sauce. Ooh, oh, there's chicken and there's El Jana charcoal chicken. Visit eljana.com.au for the location nearest to you.
We know 1 in 5 Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Sign up with NG Saver and you'll get up to $400 in bill credits. That's $200 credit on gas and $200 on electricity. That's epic value. Even our disclaimers are epic.
An average residential customer using 4,000 kilowatt hours per year on a flat rate in the City Power Network will pay $1,125, 23% below the VDO, including GST in the first 12 months of their energy plan. Bills may change depending on usage. Basic plan information documents are available online.
With NG, it's possible. Search NG for more.
You're only a what-if away from, ooh, shall I just book it now? Lots of hotels are fully refundable, just in case plans change. Booking cancellation windows apply. Find out more on the what-if app. What if? It's Aussie for travel.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Venturing into their stinky bedroom to open a window? Yay. Tasting the roast chicken they cooked? Medium rare? Yay. Letting your underage teen try alcohol at home? Nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. DrinkWise wants you to know it's okay to say nay. Go to drinkwise.org.au for more info.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here. Did you know that 1 in 4 people buy sunscreen and 85% of them don't use enough? The sun is the primary cause of premature skin aging and skin cancer in Australia, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine skincare with sunscreen as part of your daily routine. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at Nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. But what does that mean? It means thousands of people said they were really, 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 really pleased with our customer service and cover, which we're really happy about. Join Australia's most satisfied customers at Yui for insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. Yui, you insured. Products issued by Yui Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at yui.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana. Because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana. El Gina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
A long time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, Rose, Zach, and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kiss.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Well, isn't this wonderful? It's been a couple of weeks, Zach, since you and I have had the great gift of doing our thing together.
Oh, and it's great to be back.
Isn't it good?
Isn't it the first day back after a bit of a break?
Yeah.
You're trying to find where things are. Dom struggled a little bit with the buttons.
I did not struggle with the buttons any more than usual.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
I did forget my work password. That was a thing when I was trying to log into the computer.
Isn't that annoying?
Oh.
Why do they get you to update them so much?
Mate.
Are people hacking businesses?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't agree more. Although I did fall, did you get the phishing scam that was sent out by the IT department?
No.
Here, they sent out a phishing scam and I clicked the link. So I got an email.
So they did a fake one
to
see, you know, as a, this is a lesson for you.
Yeah.
And you got suckered. So what happened?
Link.
What was the, what did they say? Did they say?
It was something about like
hot
update.
Singles in your area?
No, it was something like it looked like
lonely.
It was...
Another night alone, big guy.
No, the email, it looked like a Microsoft email, and it said, click here to update your profile. And I clicked the link, not realizing it wasn't actually from Microsoft. And then I got an email, I was on a list, and they said, these are the people who, there's something like, please keep an eye out going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone else you recognize?
No one else in the company. In fact, I'll be honest, there are a couple of Beverlys.
You think it might have been a generational thing?
I think it might have been a generational thing. And if they call me into a staff meeting with all the other people who failed, I might be the only one there with my own teeth.
Speaking of kind of getting yourself into a predicament.
Yes.
You were on the news last night.
Yeah, I made the news, which is...
Well, I think we need to talk about this.
What do you mean? It's good. Is this not good news that I would find my way into the 6 o'clock bulletin?
I don't think it was your finest moment.
I think it might have been. I was pretty happy with it. We'll get to why I made the news and you can decide for yourself on the other side of Miles Smith. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it. You know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
You're up late with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me, wondering.
Carpenter on Kiss. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Our very own Dom Fay was on the news last night. How exciting, Dom.
Yeah.
It's an appearance that some are calling predatory.
Hang on a second. Be very careful with the words you're throwing around. It was an excited moment captured on tape. I was very happy.
Producer Samson sent it to me and he said there's a bit of a predatory vibe here.
Well, just be very careful around the word predatory.
You saw a camera and saw an opportunity to jump in front of it, and you took the opportunity. It was after the Brisbane Lions won the AFL over the weekend.
The mighty Lions. They're in the grand final, Zach. Who saw it coming?
They kind of crossed to a crowd reaction to where you were, and you can see you in the background realize that there's a live cross going on, and
I'll
then kind of like a shark circulate.
Yeah. Okay, so I do a podcast about the Brisbane Lions. For any Lions fans out there, it's called The Raw Deal. Jump on in. And basically, we were doing a big watch party with a whole heap of Lions fans celebrating the big win in the final. And I think it got to my head because I had a microphone at this watch party. I felt like I was having sort of a main character moment.
Yeah.
And then the news started
so
doing
funny.
A live cross.
I knew... I have so much to cover here, but let's play a little bit of it. You can hear a general crowd roar, but then see if you can hear Dom's particular moment.
Okay.
Absolutely. You could not think of a game that better summed up the Lions season than what we just witnessed. They were down and out multiple times, just like the season itself. There were tears. There were tears.
It was kind of indiscernible. I think you yelled Lions.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Let's listen again.
There were tears.
I think I got closer to the camera.
Yeah, and you muscled in on the reporter.
I started to further out a shot going, go live. But by the time I got close to the microphone, all you heard is, Ions.
Now, I wondered when you said that you had a bit of a main character moment because you lingered afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think you thought... that you were going to be interviewed.
I did wonder. Because I was
kind of looked towards him.
It was the wonderful Ned Balm from 7 News. He was the journalist covering it there. And Ned and I had been chatting through the night, and I thought he might want to chat to someone. I know he was doing a live cross, and they're generally pretty tight, but I thought he might want to go, and here I have with me the host of the Raw Deal podcast.
But he didn't say anything about... bringing up the Raw Deal. I think you're the only one doing it. Mm. Because in the cross, there was no mention of that. It was just like, we're here with Lions fans.
Yeah, I know.
But you thought it was an opportunity to plug your Lions podcast.
It was a bit of, well, mate, we're in the grand final. It's going to be a big week for the Raw Deal. I mean,
I would imagine a bigger week for the players of the actual team.
Sure.
But I guess the podcast that Dom does on the side, it's a big week for you as well. Are you limbered up for the final, mate?
Me and my good mate Michael Whiting have been doing AFL podcasts covering the Lions together for, 12 years, I think, now. And for most of that run, they weren't particularly good. Mm. So when your team makes the grand final, we did a 2.5-hour podcast the other day, Mike and I.
Wow. You're the first people to ever do that in podcasting.
Shut up. But basically, when the cameras went live, I'll be honest, can I tell you something? I don't remember it. Mm. I've seen the footage back. But
when you see you in the background, identify your prey.
Well,
a stalking lion.
So
you kind of realize they've gone live. And I can see the thought running through your head.
There's something you don't know about this story. And what you don't know is what I'm looking at off screen is actually a big screen that has the news coverage on it.
Yeah.
So I see that they've cut to the thing, and I'm now looking, and I'm trying to see. I'm looking back and forth to the camera and the screen to see, am I in this shot? Am I in this shot? And the reason I walk to get closer to the journalist is I'm thinking, I'm not in the shot. I need to get in this. It's a memory. Get in there, Dom. It's your moment to shine. Mm. And I did.
And you watch that back, and are you like, that is my moment to shine?
Well, no. I'm not necessarily like that, but I will say I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Mate, it's a big moment. It's a memory. It's a memory always associated with one of the great ever Brisbane Lions wins.
I think you made a tit of yourself. And I'm wondering on 13.1065,
yeah,
have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV?
On TV especially.
Yeah.
I don't...
Have you ever... did you crash across maybe like this? Was someone doing a live cross? You know, maybe it was on Sunrise or something like that. Yeah. The weather reporter came out to your local community group, maybe your school, and you're like, this is my chance. Or maybe it was outside the footy they were doing a cross.
Yeah.
And you kind of got to yell and throw your scarf in there.
I guess it's a good point, right? Because they are doing live crosses all day, all through the news. They've done them for years, right? So there's a lot of live cameras around this country of ours. People would have to get in the background and do the sort of thing I did.
Mm.
And I think what it is, Zach, there's a certain type of person, and apparently I'm one of them, who when they see a live camera, something magnetically does draw them closer.
Mm.
Like, this is my moment. I'm going to get in here. I'm going to see what I do.
Producer Sanson was asking how many beers in for you.
No, I'd had one wine, actually. That was all adrenaline of the AFL. That's all that particular one was.
Completely sober.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. 13.1065. Have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV? Did you ever crash across? Or maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a game show.
Something like that. I really hope there are other people listening who either have a story of them or someone else. I don't want to feel like I'm the only person in this country who's had a moment like this. Because if I am, what that means is that I hope that at the news centre, where Channel 7 are, this is dime a dozen. If it isn't, then I'm going to be the one they're telling stories about. They're going to be saying, remember that guy after the Lions won that final?
13.1065, have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV?
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Shine on, diamond, don't make me wait another day. Passion is passion, you know it just as well as me. Now let's stop running from love, running from love. Let's stop, my baby. Let's stop running from us, running from us. Let's stop, my baby. Oh my, my, my. Buzz cut, I've got my tongue between your teeth. Go slow, no, go fast. You like it just as much as me. Now let's stop running from love, running from love. Let's stop, my baby. Let's stop running from us, running from us. My.
Late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
She turned to me and then she said, hey, girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun.
Yo, X-Man, I'm the man now. Think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He didn't do right, that's too bad now. I see that you worked all night, just trying to cash out. You and your friends are trying to lash out. And I'm not the one to tell them stand down. It's not what they just wanna.
Hey, girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You can do what you want when you want. I can give you the night that you want.
Girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
The Kid Laroi on Kiss. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
131065. Have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV late over the weekend? Dom was crashed a live cross after the Lions win. Here's a bit of a grab from it.
Absolutely. You could not think of a game that better summed up the Lions season than what we just witnessed. They were down and out multiple times, just like the season itself. There were tears. There were tears.
That's Dom there, crossing, basically shoulder barging the reporter out of the frame to yell what I think was "Go the Lions."
There were tears.
Yeah, I got closer to the mic as I finished the sentence, but it did begin off mic with "Go Lions." Yeah.
And it wasn't the most suave moment.
No, but it was passionate. It was alive.
Yeah, it was passionate. Mate. You could see the veins in your neck. I've never seen them before.
I got messages from people saying that clip made me smile. Okay. So, you know what, mate? I reckon people liked it, but we are asking 131065, have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV? Has anyone else found themselves in this situation before? Maybe in the back of a news cross, in a live studio audience, maybe on a game show, something like that, where they made an idiot of themselves on TV. We have Rachel in Sydney. What's the story, Rachel?
Oh, I was walking along the streets in Sydney and they were doing a newscast and I didn't realise that that's what it was, and I'm waving like an idiot, thinking I was being funny, and my partner said to me, do you realise that you were on TV? And I said, no, I wasn't. He said, yeah. This was a few days later when he was watching TV and he saw it, and I was like, oh, my God. I said, I was not. I thought he was taking the piss out of me.
So, Rachel, who were you waving at? The camera or just...
No, I was waving at someone, like at someone who I actually thought I'd known that was further on down the road.
And okay.
And you said to me in the background of the shot.
Right? Oh, yes. Right. And so they're shooting it, and you're on the city corner kind of thing waving to someone. It's like, hey, who's that person waving in the background? It's you, Rachel.
Yes.
Yeah. And that the risky thing is, see, I at least had the confidence of knowing what the news story was about.
Not only did you knew, you sorted out.
This is what I mean, right? But this is the risky thing. If you just see a camera, you don't know what the news story
they
covering is.
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to just go down the street and live broadcast people? I thought that was against the law.
No, I think it's okay. I'm pretty sure there's like a, you know, if you see a camera, you have to assume it's filming in public.
Do you?
I think that's, is that,
that
a law?
Doesn't sound right though, does it?
Now as I say it, it doesn't.
Because you know, like, when, you know when like Sunrise goes to the streets?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go out and about with the microphone in in the middle of Sydney.
Mm.
I would be like, hey guys,
yeah,
back off.
Well,
I don't want to be thrust onto national TV without my knowledge.
The old Sunrise studio had a glass background out to Martin Place in Sydney. You could sue for being on TV,
I think there's a difference between being in the background, though, and being... Like, if they put a microphone in your face, are they allowed to do that? And they go, you're live.
I've been vox popped once like that. They didn't use the shot, but it was... I don't know if I've told you this.
You've been cut.
So I was walking down, I was a uni student, and I was walking down, and they came up to me with a microphone, and they asked me why people finding it harder to date these days, was the question.
Oh.
And I don't remember why, this is years ago, but they put a microphone in my face and said, what do you think, why do you think people are finding it harder to date? And I watched the news that night and the next night and the night after to see if they'd use my
microphone. Night after. Did you ever see the story?
No, yeah, I did see the story.
Yeah, okay. And you still continued to watch the night after in case they did a recut story? We brought you that story last night. For some reason, we're going to play it again, this time with Dom's answer.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. With Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Say my pay, say my pay. Tell us what you do and what they pay you for it.
It's our national pay survey on 131065. You give us a call, you stay anonymous. Grinder. All we need to know is your job title, and from that, we can gauge your wage. We'll guess how much you earn. This is kind of a little bit of, like, pay transparency, Dom, so we can all learn what different jobs earn.
That's exactly it. Here's how it went recently when we had a primary school teacher call the show. This feels like an important question, primary school teacher. How long have you been in the classroom?
7 years.
Because it goes up every year, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, the EBA.
I think for like a certain period of time, like 10 years or something, and then it stops. It maxes out, obviously.
Yeah.
Or else, like, you know, some of those teachers you had that were in their 70s would be millionaires.
Yeah, Mrs. Hughes in the IT department.
It's like, how is she on $600,000? Like, it just keeps going up. What was it, 7 years?
Yeah, I reckon 7 years might
85.
Be... Might be pushing... Early 90s, I reckon, 7 years in. Still, I think it's got better these days. What is it, primary school teacher?
120.
Whoa! And in many parts of the country, on $120,000 a year right now, they're enjoying another well-earned break, the primary school teachers. What? That's a genuine sentiment.
Yeah.
A well-earned rest.
Do you not think the teachers are worth their holidays, Dom?
No, I do. You know my opinion on this. I work at a school when I'm not here. Teachers deserve their holidays, but you know who also deserves 12 weeks off a year is nurses. And many other jobs as well. I just think it's not especially hard. That's all I'm getting at.
Sure.
That's not an unpopular opinion, is it? No, anyway, they're on holidays. They're in Fiji. They won't hear this. 131065, whatever it is you do for work, we will keep you totally anonymous. We just want to hear your job title and take a punt at your wage. Any particular jobs you'd like to hear from on the show tonight, Zach?
Truck driver.
Yeah, we haven't had a truckie for a while, have we? I'd like that as well. I'd like a manager of a fast food store.
Yeah, that would be good.
Like, what's the manager getting? The one who's full-time, who's doing the rosters.
And what do they get? Their uniform's always a little different.
Yeah, yeah. At some point on the show, and it probably won't be tonight, but I'd love to hear from a crime scene cleaner. Saw one of those vans the other day.
Eerie. I've never seen one.
Yeah. It says, like, forensic cleaning or something. Poor. I'd love to hear. Anyway, look, whatever it is your job is, 131065, give us a call. We'll keep you totally anonymous. We'll take a guess at your salary just from hearing your job title. It is Say My Pay, and we're going to play it on 131065 after this.
Up Late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. You know Kyle and Jackie O are home of the world's biggest stars.
Hey, Kyle and Jackie O, it's Dua Lipa here.
How good are you? I've seen you live before. You're back for a tour.
It's wonderful. The response and the support has been so amazing. Makes me very, very excited to come back.
And this week, they are taking you to the land of the stars.
Put some miles on.
Let me hear you, Hollywood.
What's up, it's the Kid Leroy.
Thank you for having me, man. This is a big deal for me because you guys are the shit.
Hey, it's Tate McRae here.
Hey, this is Phineas.
Hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
Hey, it's Curtis Stone with Kyle and Jackie O. You two are amazing.
You probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Carmen Electra. She's a gorgeous looking woman.
I know, and she joins us now.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Plus,
can you believe it?
Everybody, this is Katy Perry. I love Kyle and Jackie.
Oh, Katy Perry to perform at the AFL Grand Final.
They know how to put on a show. It's fair.
Yeah.
AFL.
It's great.
We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on.
Kyle and Jackie O are home of the world's biggest stars. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
I've just scrolled past another pregnancy announcement. When will it be my turn?
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We understand the heartbreak of waiting and hoping. If you feel like you've tried everything to get pregnant, it might be time to speak with a fertility expert. With multiple locations across Victoria, at Monash IVF you can receive personalised care near you. Book a complimentary nurse chat today. At Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
Usually when Martino's on a ride, his finances are the last thing on his mind.
But today, that's all I can think about.
Because he just opened a Macquarie savings account with great ongoing variable rates up to 4.75% per annum.
Finally, some real momentum.
And because there are no deposit conditions, his savings will accelerate even faster.
Let's go.
Open a Macquarie Savings Account. With 4.75% per annum on balances up to $1 million, it's where your money gains momentum.
I bank with Macquarie.
Rates accurate as of January 18th and a variable. T's and C's apply.
It's going. Sold. Congratulations.
When making the decision to sell your home, you don't want to leave anything to chance. You need an experienced agent you can trust. Barry Plant Real Estate has been selling homes in Victoria for 45 years, with over 130,000 homes sold in the last 15 years alone. So for the knowledge and experience you need to sell your home, speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge. T's and C's apply. Our multilingual team will help you through every step, from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Discover Rosalia, a brand new master plan community in Gisborne by IDland, where country charm meets city convenience. Nestled in the picturesque Macedon Ranges, Rosalia offers spacious land lots, tree-lined streets, and beautiful parks. Located just 50 minutes from Melbourne, it has all the amenities you need. Visit our brand new sales office, open 7 days a week, at 89 Rosswatt Road, Gisborne. Search Rosalia Gisborne to find out more and start your new home journey today.
Cathay Pacific's early bird sale to Europe and the UK unlocks early bird pricing, and you can travel now departing Melbourne. Book today at cathaypacific.com and fly anytime before June 30 next year. Sale ends September 30, flight subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Up late with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract, sequin stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lights. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, baby, God.
his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. 'Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
Swift on Kiss. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Say my pay, say my pay. Tell us what you do and what they pay you for it.
It's our national pay survey on 131065. You stay anonymous. You just give us your job title, and from that information, we can guess how much you earn. It's about raising the education a little bit, Dom.
Yeah, that's
everyone
it.
Should know what everyone earns.
Couldn't
roughly.
Agree more. Could not agree. It just helps because you make informed decisions.
You're not individuals. I just mean what different career paths earn.
Do you know when you even apply for a job?
And they don't even tell you.
No. They should have to say, if you do this job, this is the money you will get for it.
That
surely
would actually solve the problem completely.
Yeah.
If you just had to put on the job ad the exact amount.
Totally.
They don't want to do that, do they?
No, because they want to underpay you. They want to find a way to pay you less. We'll kick it off with a registered nurse on 131065. Registered nurse, what is the thing you hate most about your job?
Well, when it's a busy shift.
Busy shifts, yeah, okay. I can imagine. I can imagine it can be a bit chaotic at times.
Yeah, and on the staff.
Yeah.
And bodily fluids, does that come into it?
Yeah.
What's your least favourite bodily fluid?
Well, I would say normal saline.
What?
Normal saline.
Normal saline?
Yep.
That's your least favourite bodily fluid?
Uh-huh.
Mine would be feces. I think that would be the worst.
Just when it's coming out in liquid form, that's not a good day.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I imagine there's a bit of cleanup involved when you work in a hospital because people are in there, not in their ideal state, isn't it?
No.
Sometimes you don't have control of your functions.
I reckon a nurse, registered nurse, I'm going to go 90.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say 90. I'll say 100 then.
What is it, registered nurse?
It's 147.
Whoa!
Hey, okay. Clean up a bit of poo for that.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. We'll move to a blow molding technician on 131065. Describe what you do to us for those who may not have a good sense of blow molding.
I make
bottles from jars out of plastic.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen this in one of those, you know, satisfying TV shows.
Yeah. Oddly satisfying things.
Yeah, because the bottles, like a Coke bottle, starts out as this little tubey thing.
Yeah.
Is that right, blow molding technician?
Some of it does, yes.
And do you operate the machines or you fix the machines? What do you do?
My job to keep them running. They run pretty much 24/7.
And do you make any bottles or jars that we would know?
Yeah. So milk, like various types of milk bottles, like from Norco.
Yeah.
Orange juice bottles from Grove.
I prefer the Just Juice bottles personally.
Well, they're in a carton, I believe.
That's true, actually.
Which is anti, I imagine.
Yeah.
When you work in a company like this, you have to swear a full carton.
We're
a plastic family now.
You know what? A good milk bottle, though.
Yeah, Norco does good.
Norco do good. So this person's good at their job.
I love those bottles.
Yeah. Okay, blow molding technician. It feels advanced.
Yeah, and when you're working with machinery, I feel like that's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good coin.
I reckon that might crack six figures.
Yeah, I agree. Just. I'm going to go 110.
Yeah, I'll go 100 flat. What is a blow molding technician?
I can average 100 to 135 a year.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty close.
Pretty on the mark there. It feels like it'll be fun work as well.
Do you think so?
I reckon so.
I think if you like machines.
Yeah, true. True. We'll wrap up. Well, this is exciting. This is what I've wanted to have on Say My Pay for a while. A forensic cleaner on 131065. Now, how do you get into forensic cleaning as a job?
Basically, you've got to go and do a certificate and a training course to be a forensic cleaner.
So you're cleaning up, like, crime scenes?
Correct, yes.
Wow. And that's after the police have come through. So they leave, imagine all the tape goes, and then you go in?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow. And that's a pretty grisly job. Does it stick with you, the work, or do you feel like you've learned how to let it go?
See, I've been doing it for about 15 years. So when you first come into the industry, you've got to have a very thick stomach, mentally. You've got to be very strong.
Jeez.
Yeah.
There's been a few TV shows featuring forensic cleaners recently. Do any of them kind of accurately display the job?
It doesn't go into detail, but yeah.
It's generally correct. Because sometimes when TV shows come out, Dom,
yeah,
the industry gets a bit upset.
That's it.
It's not like that at all.
No, like any show that features people who work in IT, they're like, we're not like that. I kind of are, though. now, forensic cleaners. I mean, you'd need to get paid well, wouldn't you?
I think so.
People wouldn't want to do that job.
I don't know. I think some people, you know, people are into true crime.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty heavy thing. Is your Monday to Friday, mate?
I don't think it's astronomical.
Okay.
I'm going to go 80K.
I reckon it'll be like 130. What is it, forensic cleaner?
$300,000.
Whoa! There is what I mean. Because that's what you need to pay to do that sort of work. Is that average?
That is about average per year, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. I thought people would be into it.
Yeah, well.
Well, probably if you're into it, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, would you? That's probably one of the flags in the meeting. You can't be, like, too keen.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Baby, I'm just a man.
Late with Zach and Dom.
On Kiss.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you lift your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, you don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, you don't know you're beautiful. That's what makes you beautiful. So come on, you got it wrong. To prove I'm right, I put it in a song. I don't know why you're being shy. Answer the way when I look into your eyes.
You flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
One Direction on Kiss. You're up late with Zach and Dom. Zach, a few weeks ago, before this show went off for a couple of weeks of holidays, we wanted to see whether you can reserve a park bench.
There was a news story around someone putting a sign on a park bench that said reserved.
That's it.
For a party later this afternoon, and we thought, how far could we push it?
Yeah.
If we put a sign on a bench in a park, could we reserve it for Christmas this year?
So we went out there and we put a piece of paper that said reserved for, I think it was 1 p.m. Or midday on the 25th of the 12th, 2024. We sticky taped it to the table, producer Samson did it all for us, and we checked it the next night and the sign was still there.
24 hours, it was still intact. Now, yep. What are we, 3.5 weeks later?
Something like that, getting to that mark anyway. And we wanted to know, has the sign made it? Is the sign still there? I can't imagine. I mean,
are Australians ones to respect a random sign?
Well, if the sign is still there, then I think we have the booking for Christmas Day. I think everyone who's walked past has admired and respected
it. Yeah, because you'd think after a month, everyone who's going to walk past would have.
So
they're the regular people who use that park.
Now, it lasted 24 hours. There's no way it's still there. Is that your vibe?
No, well, I'm surprised it lasted 24.
So you think it might because of that? I'd be
No. I was surprised it even lasted that long. That's what I'm saying. Right. So by now, it's long gone.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd even be able to see the sticky tape residue anymore.
Well, we've sent producer Samson back down to the park, and he's there right now. Producer Samson, tell us what you can see.
Okay, well, I'm just going up the steps now, and you know, since you've been on break, I've been quietly sending you some updates.
You have been.
So in the middle of last week, I can safely say and tell everyone that it was there.
Wow.
Okay, so it made it to last week.
Yep.
What are you looking at right now?
I'm just walking up to it now.
Yeah.
No, never mind. Guys, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Do you see it around? Has someone scrunched it up and thrown it on the ground? Is there any tape?